Tammy, honey, dinner is re- Oh my god. Shoot, I'm so sorry, sweetie. This is so embarrassing. Shh, you're a teenage boy that's masturbating and it's totally natural. Please do not freak out. It's my fault. I should have knocked. It's okay, sweetie. Calm down. Calm down. Actually, don't be weird at all, Cammy, because I'm going to come sit down beside you. Oh, hush. I just noticed something that we need to talk about. So, I saw the porn on your computer, and it's totally okay you're watching porn. Oh my goodness, hush. I mean, can we please just have a mature conversation, mother to son? All right, good boy. So, I assumed you were watching porn as a teenage boy with access to the internet, so that's not a surprise. I just want you to know that porn is just fantasy. It's not real life, especially the kind of porn you were watching. Because I noticed it was a white man and a white woman. And as your mother, I feel like it's my job to teach you that this type of porn is outdated. What I mean by outdated is that modern white boys like you and white girls are watching real porn, interracial porn, where white girls are having sex with black men with big black cocks. And so this is why I felt it was important to teach you the right way to watch porn, since I'm your mother and I'm supposed to guide you. Why black men? Well, black men are superior to white men, and all white females should only have sex with black men. They're just genetically superior, son. I mean, I know you know the history. Black men were enslaved by our ancestors for so long, and, you know, now we realize that they're superior men, and we have to right the wrong. I mean, black males are just overall just better than white boys. And now, in modern day, we realize that us white women, we need to be with black men. Even me, your mother. I learned the real way of the world after you and your sister were born. But here, let me show you something. Calm down. I'm just showing you my secret tattoo, and it's right above my private area, so I have to take off my panties. Okay? All right. See this black spade? Okay. That means your mom is a queen of spades, and this tattoo signifies that I only have sex with black men. It communicates that I am claimed, loyal, and owned by black men. I recognize that black men are alpha males, better at sex, built stronger, and just better than white men. I do not and will not have sex with any white man for the rest of my life. I know. I'm giving you a lot of information right now. So here, come sit down between my legs. You're back to my chest. I have a lot to teach you, my son. There we go. Just lean back and relax. Always safe in mommy's arms, right? Yes, my sweet boy. So I have so much to teach you, but I promise it's for the best. And I'm going to tell you things that might sound mean or hurt your feelings, but I'm only telling the truth and will always tell the truth because I love you. Now, I can see that your little willy down there is hard, and that's perfectly normal for white boys to be excited and turned on by this. So here, let mommy pull it out. I think it's appropriate I masturbate your little white willy during this conversation. Shh, it's okay. Relax. Let mommy take control while I give you one of the most important life lessons. You see, sweet boy, Mommy has to use two fingers and my thumb to masturbate because your little willy is so small. Most big black cocks can have like both of your hands like this on their massive cocks. And so this is one of the big reasons that black men are considered alpha males and kings. Their cocks are just way bigger than white boys. I mean, the black kings that have sex with me are probably almost triple the size of this little white willy in my fingers. But it's okay, baby. It's okay. Mommy still loves you and accepts you for the white boy you are. Now, since you are a white boy, there's one role that you'll need to get used to, okay? Your sex life will look very different than black males. You, as a white boy, are to remain pussy-free the rest of your life and die a virgin and not have sex with any ladies or girls. You can be a cucky for a white woman and their black men, though. I know. Shh, it's okay. It's okay, my sweet white boy. I know it feels unfair, but that's the way the world is now, and other white boys are doing the same thing, staying pussy-free virgins the rest of their whole life. What is a cucky? Well, that's a good question. Well, a cucky is a white boy that serves a white woman and their black kings. A cucky is supportive of black men taking their white woman. Cuckies will be in the same room sometimes and watch their white woman have sex with black kings. And this is always such a useful lesson for white boys to see how they could never live up to how black men have sex. Soon, I'm going to have you be a cucky for mommy and even your big sister. Your big sister is just months away from turning 18, but I've already taught her the ways of the world and that all her holes belong to BBC, Big Black Cock. And she's already been taking Black Cock as well. And we've been honestly just kind of waiting for you to get old enough to be our cucky and to support us. But yeah, your sister already has all the training that she needs to be loyal and claimed by black men only. She totally understands that she does not deserve and does not need white boys as any kind of partner except being her cuck. I'm already so proud of her. When she turns 18, the first day she turns 18, we're going to the tattoo parlor to get her the same tattoo as mommy. Because she's already a queen of spades and she's not even 18 years old yet. I couldn't be more proud of my queen of spades daughter. But once we feel that you're ready to be our cucky, you'll be able to see firsthand how happy and fulfilled black kings make us and how strong and alpha the black kings are in the bedroom. I know, sweetie. It sounds scary and weird, but just think of it this way. You'll be able to see real life sex firsthand. It will be so much better than porn, especially that white on white porn you are watching. So another job of a cucky is to provide service to their white women and black kings. And so this means cleaning sex messes, prepping holes or cocks, and offering your mouth. Shh, calm down, sweetie. Calm down. It's okay. It's okay. Just focus on mommy's words and me masturbating you through this talk, okay? I know it's a lot. I know, sweetie. So, cleaning up messes involves using your mouth to clean a pussy that's been filled with a black king's cum. Or a black king might want their big black cock cleaned off with your mouth. So they may stick their cock covered with pussy juices after having sex right into your mouth to clean off. It's not gross, my sweet cookie. You'll learn to love it, I promise, and be thankful that your white goddess and black kings have included you in such a way. Before sex, your goddess may require you to lick their pussy to get it ready for sex, or the black king may want you to get their cock hard with your mouth. And so as a cookie, you have to be willing and grateful to serve in such a way. Just remember, if you are used to prep holes or cocks, you really aren't serving in a sexual way for their pleasure. You're just simply preparing them for the real sex, because your little white willy is useless when it comes to sex. It does not deserve pussy, ever. But it's okay, baby. I'm teaching you the ways you can be useful. Does this mean you'll never have a girlfriend? Well, that is true. You won't have a girlfriend. You are not a viable option as a boyfriend because, well, you're a white boy. And really, I'd love to make you mommy's cucky the rest of my life, as well as your sister's cucky. It does make me sad that you won't have a girlfriend or a wife or be able to give me grandchildren. But sweetie, black men should be the only men in this world breeding white girls. We don't need more white boys, and we definitely don't need white boys having sex when we have black kings. Oh, honey, don't cry. Don't cry. You just have to accept the reality. You are a white boy, and you're not wanted in a sexual way. I mean, I love you, and I have to take care of you, so this is why I'm teaching you all of this. If I let you have sex, you would just disappoint the girl. Trust me. Just accept your place as a cucky white boy. Cucky boys are also required to wear chastity cages, which are little cages for your little white willy. It just goes right there, right here on your little white willy. So it's you, since your little willy is so useless and small and not viable for breeding. I mean, there's no need to use it. It will just end up distracting you from what's important, making sure black kings and white women are being served and getting all of the sexual pleasure. Shh, don't cry, sweetie, don't cry. I know you think you need your willy, but look. Look at it, sweetie. It's so small and pathetic looking. Here, let me show you a picture of one of my black kings. He sent me a dick picture earlier to my phone. Let's see. All right. Look at this big black cock, sweetie. Look at that. Now look at yours. See the difference? Yeah, it's a huge difference. You really have no use for this little white boy, Willie. It's just facts and reality. There's scientific facts out there that white boys have lower testosterone, smaller penises, failed marriages, and lower sperm count than black males. White girls and women are looking to black kings to fulfill their desires, not white boys. They're just genetically superior, sweetie. And these are the facts, my future mommy cookie. And honestly, baby, since I love you and I care about you so much and care about your future, instead of a chastity cage, I think I'm just going to insist you get a penectomy, which is where a doctor just removes your willy. I mean, I don't want you ever to get distracted by this little thing. And God forbid you ever have sex or breed a white girl with this thing. There, there. Don't cry, cucky. Don't cry. I just want what's best for you, baby. That's all. You just need to accept it now. Just accept it now and it'll make everything so much easier for you in the long run. Now, keep looking at this picture of the big black cock. I can feel your tiny little willy got pretty hard when I asked you to look at this picture the first time. And that makes mommy super happy. You're already understanding how important it is to submit to black kings. Now, Let me grab one of these tissues so I can milk your cummies out of your little tiny penis and put them safely into this tissue where they belong. Only black man cum should be placed inside women's holes, not white boys like you. No. Let's get those cummies out. Good boy. And I'll give you your first ruined orgasm, Cammy. Yes, look at this beautiful and perfect big black cock. While you push these cummies out, just think, before long, you're going to be able to watch a real big black cock take your mommy and take your sister and be able to see the power in that BBC. Just imagine that, sweetie. And you know, mommy thinks that once you see a big, muscular black man and a big black cock in action, you're really going to understand that you need to stay pussy free forever and die a virgin, because you will know that you won't be able to live up to those black men taking your mommy and sister. You'll never be able to live up to that. Milk those cummies out for mommy. Milk them out for me. Come on, sweetie. You can do it. Yes, baby. Yes. Come on, milk those cummies out of this little tiny little penis. Oh, yes, yes, that's a good boy. Right into the tissue and in mommy's safe arms you are. Oh, good cucky boy. There we go. All right. Now come here. Come here and lay back on mommy's chest. There you go. Come cuddle with mommy. Mommy's sweet, cocky white boy. It's okay, honey. Mommy still loves you. I do. I love you so much. Now you just understand what a white boy's life is going to look like. And now you can relax. I mean, just think about this. Now you won't have any pressure to perform sexually, right? You can just support and serve me, your sister, and all the black kings we are blessed to have. Oh, you're going to be the best cucky mommy's boy, Cammy. So promise mommy now, no more white on white porn, right? Good boy. Only interracial porn, and I think it'll be very, very educational for you. And remember, you will always be mommy's boy, and especially mommy's sweet and good cucky boy, right? Yes, baby. Okay, well, mommy loves you, okay? Watch some interracial porn.